Hey there! Thanks so much for checking out this Friday Facebook mailbag. Drew Doherty, Nick Scherfield here inside Reliant Stadium, and it's right after the schedule came out for 2013. A lot of great games the Texans are playing, but now we want to answer your questions via Facebook, and we start with Joel Espinoza. He says this, with Ed Reed and Brian Cushing, will the defense be more prepared against the hurry-up offense? Well, I don't know specifically against the hurry-up offense, but I think this defense will be a little bit better, a little bit more prepared in general when you have two players of that caliber, one of whom has won a Defensive Player of the Year award and is likely headed to the Hall of Fame, another who's still a rising star in this league in Cushing. Your defense is probably going to play better than it did when they weren't here.
Very good question, and I think the answer to the question is yes. When you're talking about those two guys, preparation is a good word to use. Ed Reed knows the game better than most players in NFL history. If you look at the way he's able to anticipate things and make plays on the ball, so many Texans players really excited about playing with him and the leadership that he brings in the secondary. And then Brian Cushing, he's a defensive captain, a team MVP from 2011, their leading tackler. Without Cushing in the last 13 games, including the playoffs last year, the Texans allowed something like 340 yards a game, ranked 14th in the league. The 23 games before that, from 2011 to 2012, 281 yards a game, ranked number one in the league. That tells you a little bit about how important Brian Cushing is to this defense. They're getting him back and Ed Reed as well.
Next question comes from Joe Widner. Very simple, very smart. Is J.J. Watt related to Thor? I'm going to say no, but I understand why you asked.
Yes, it's certainly an understandable question. Brooks Reed, maybe you could say. He kind of looks like him a little bit, the movie character, and we've seen some fans sort of dress like that at games at Reliant Stadium, and shout out to them if they happen to be watching. But I don't think he really is, but you never know, Drew. You can't really rule it out.
It's a complimentary question to ask. William Giddens has this. Any chance the Texans pick up Ray Maluga in free agency? No, there's no chance at all because Ray re-signed with the Bengals. The question was asked because Ray and Brian Cushing played together at USC. Good question, but no, he's a Cincinnati Bengal.
Texans also have a need inside linebacker, mm-hmm. or at least they want to get some more bodies in there. It could be a position they address early in the draft to go along with Brian Cushing, Daryl Sharpton, Tim Dobbins, and some of their younger players that they have. But Ray Maluga, a good buddy of Brian Cushing's, a teammate at USC, not going to be in Houston, though.
All right, final question comes from Colton Campbell. I like the alliteration in that name. He says, do you think the Texans will take a wide receiver in the first round? Will they take one at all? Well, the second part of that question, yes, they will take a wide receiver in the first round, probably, but not certainly. They're going to take the best player available, which, if you've watched this before, it sounds like a broken record, but darn good chance they do go wide receiver in the first.
Yeah, it sounds like a broken record, but that's what they've done year after year under Rick Smith. They've taken picks that people aren't necessarily expecting in the first round, positions that people don't necessarily think are the top priority for the Texans in the first round. I think they will draft a receiver in the first round, but it's not a given. They are going to take the best player available. They're looking for an impact player, good value, and if they start picking for need, as Rick Smith, the general manager, said at the Combine, that's when you start reaching for players. So they won't be locked into taking a receiver, but there's a very good chance, given who's on the roster and the inexperience of the guys on the roster, aside from Andre Johnson, if it's not in the first round, you can almost guarantee it's going to be second or third round, that they add a guy to come in and compete and vie for a starting role opposite Andre Johnson.
Nice suit, bro. Nice answers to those questions, and thank you for sending them in. This has been a Friday Facebook Mailbag.